95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We are excited to be here to share health and hope throughout Coleman and beyond out there in Facebook land. I'm Sandy Seibert, and I'm joined tonight with Chad Oppel, packing the guns.
Wes, it's nice to be back after a few weeks.
It's been a while.
Sandy finally revoked your vacation pay.
Yeah,
I had to come back. I need some.
You're out of vacation days. Got to come back and grunt work.
Yeah, I need some food in the fridge.
So, you've been traveling, working, and you were telling me a little bit about a new exercise.
Yeah, I figured out real fast when we're laying all this this pipe out there that some of these hills can get pretty big, and walking up mud hills, I'm more sore, if that's correct grammar. I don't know if it is or not, but then it is
Alabama.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm more sore than after a leg workout.
Wow!
To tell you that, I mean, they stay tight and sore.
So that's your day job.
That's the day job.
Okay.
Still going to the gym before.
Okay.
4:30, but I mean, you can track the steps on your phone or Fitbit or whatever, and it's easily 10,000 to 15,000 steps a day.
Wow, that's
easy.
A good bit. So, yeah. Tell me a little bit about the gym experience after the new year. Is it pretty busy at that time of morning? You see some people dedicated.
Yes and no. It's busier in the evenings, I would say, okay. And you know, people of all ages, and I'm proud, especially of some of the ones who have come in. That took a lot of courage. You know, some of the ones were overweight, and they came in and are hitting it. They're, you know, they're saying hi to everyone, and they're going doing their workout, and that's it, and they leave. But in the morning, especially like last week, if it's -1 degree wind chill, it's a lot harder. But if you can get yourself to the car.
Yeah.
If you can get to the car. I know getting out of bed's tough, going, driving to the gym, but if you can get in the car, you're set.
Yeah. I learned this this strategy because part of moving forward is learning new things and learning how to execute them. But this thing, and there's a book, but I don't know the name of the book. But there is a little talk. She does TED Talks and things like that, but it's Mel Robbins, I'm pretty sure is her name. But she's got this thing called the 5-second rule. And being in the restaurant business, that 5-second rule meant something totally different back then. But, well, it didn't mean that for our kitchen, but people would ask about that all the time. But the moment that you have a thought to do something, instead of just letting your mind start to wander, let's use what you were just talking about as an example. So you wake up and you think, I'm gonna get ready and go to the gym. And if you don't act on that, your mind's gonna start trying to talk, oh, but it's so cold out there. And oh, the bed's so warm. Oh, but don't forget, you probably need to do this or do that. And if your mind starts to wander, most of the time we talk ourselves out of that. But in that moment, if you can catch yourself and just start counting backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and take action. Put those shoes on. Go get in the car. Anything that you can do to keep your mind on task that you really ultimately do want to complete.
I agree. You know, with the exception that one day I told you about, I looked at my phone. It said -1.
Yeah.
If I would have been working inside that day, I would have gone to the gym anyways. But that's a no. I mean, -1. But it gets back to the comfort zone. Yeah, you know, it's the comfort zone never produces excitement. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
You know, the getting out in the cold, yeah, going to the gym. You feel, I guarantee you, I bet anybody, you know, it's going to be the hardest part getting there. But after they come out, they're going to get bit by a bug. They're going to have that bug bite them, and it's going to turn to a habit.
Yeah.
Might meet new people there in the morning they haven't seen in a long time, too.
Yeah. So. The comfort zones, it's a really interesting place because if we think it's like the great place to hang out, but in the long run, it ends up being really one of the most destructive things for ourselves. And it feels good and familiar and all those things, but it really doesn't set us up to win long term.
And it's just one life too, you know, mm-hmm. one shot at this. So
yeah,
why not just go for the better, you know, because a lot of the things we are doing is a dead end road, you know, whether it's some people, you know, drink a lot, some people eat really, really bad. It's a dead end mm-hmm. road.
Yeah.
And the gym, I guess I have to say I've seen more people this year at the gym than I have in probably, I don't know how long, I guess probably 10, 15 years.
Wow.
I don't know what the difference is this year. Maybe people feel better about the overall economy. Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, let's use this time to get in better shape.
Maybe, yeah.
And some employers out there, I don't know how many of the people in the industrial part, but some of them will say, hey, we have a family plan if you go here, you know. And you'll get people who exercise on average make higher wages. Did you know that?
Nope. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
They make higher wages. So
I just know it's all connected. And that's something I would have never considered ever. But until I was awakened to that idea that basically it's body, mind, and money. And all of those things really need to strike a balance for us to live in optimal health.
Mm-hmm.
Because physicians are a prime example of they make... Well, and I don't know how much it is now because our healthcare system has changed so much, but really you would think of a physician or a lawyer or something like that where they make pretty decent pay, but at the sake of what? At the risk of what? You know, what are they sacrificing to do that? Most of the times it's really long hours or very stressed out. So they may have the money. Mm-hmm. But their body and their mind are suffering because they don't have that downtime and they have that stress. And just like if you are physically healthy, but you're really struggling to pay your bills, that stresses you out. Right. And then that stress can help to break down some ailments and bring some ailments to your body. So it's pretty... I never knew that. I never looked at it like that because I just always was so focused on the body piece and the weight loss piece. But now that I know that, lifestyle really does have so many things that go into it.
Well, I mean, it's when you walk into, say, a job interview
mm-hmm.
and you have someone looking healthy, you have another person looking not so healthy mm-hmm. or maybe someone smells like smoke, and not to come down on anyone who smokes, because I used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I smoked for a while and I dropped it.
Yeah.
But they will look, you know, they can't say it, but they will look at the healthier mm-hmm. person first, because they have to say, how many sick days is this guy going to take?
Yeah. Or how many smoke breaks?
Or they're yeah. even more important. Yeah. And so insurance is going to be higher, but I still go back to that comfort zone,
yeah.
You know, and that drive and that first day I was here, you're talking about the support groups.
Mm-hmm.
That's more important than everything altogether, I think.
Yeah.
Besides determination.
Yeah. Well, so. Making that decision to want to change, but community and having people to toe the line with, there's nothing like it. But you can hang out with people that either drag you up or drag you down. And it's a choice. And sometimes it takes time to figure out who those people are. So
it's very hard. You know, I mean, what a person does in public versus private.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point that just made me think of my drive today. I was driving along, and this car next to me was it was like swerving, and I got up next to her, and she's just grabbing on, looking straight ahead, grabbing onto the steering wheel. And I got a little further, and I looked in my mirror to the side, and she's got her head down texting again. So it's like just because you were pretending like you weren't texting doesn't mean that mm-hmm. it's okay. You know,
right.
I found it comical but frightening all at the same time.
Well, so, she was just trying to say, well, I'm pretending I give a crap about your life.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all she was saying. know? It's the truth.
Yeah, it is. But it's interesting, though. But the I enjoy now, and I didn't so much. And I spent years not wanting to get uncomfortable, and now I know the benefit of that. I know the benefit mm-hmm. of being stretched a little bit, and that just opens up our world to be stretched a little bit more and a little bit more, and just to be open to possibilities too makes such a difference.
And right now, I mean, this is the perfect time of year, even though a lot of people would say, well, January 2nd, I started mine. But it's not too late. It's by far not too late.
No.
It's ready to go. I mean.
Hey, there's a lot of game left.
Sure.
It's only 12 days? Tomorrow will be 12 days. Yeah, 12 days gone.
I mean, might as well do it because, if anything, last week's 1-in-a-20-year cold. That hit us. That gave people an excuse right there. Okay, now.
Oh, the football game.
I talked
to people that were like, oh, come January 1, I'm on board. I'm totally going to get with you. I'm going to start your program. I want to get healthy. And then ring, ring. Oh, I'm kind of got some people coming over for the football game.
you could have said you're going to make them some veggie pizza.
Yeah,
like
they're not buying
already.
That at that point in time.
Yeah, they're ready for some locally fermented beverages and some, you know.
Yeah.
Some,
well, look, Jay's pushing us out of our comfort zone right now, and we're going to go take a quick commercial. We're taking a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health on the most awesome radio station in Coleman.
There you go.
95.
Yeah, don't intimidate the board operator.
Whoop, whoop.
You know,
we've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it.
You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com. Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. We like to consider this as Coleman's Dose of Health, our healthy half hour. And Chad Oppel here with me tonight. And we're just about to talk about, you know, because a lot of people are taking those resolutions seriously. And they are starting to go to the gym and beginning to work out. So one of the things I thought would be good, since we have a very experienced fellow here in the science of working out, just talk a little bit about what happens physically when somebody does start.
Well, I'll add something. Before someone does start, I would calculate the protein needs.
Okay.
Because your muscles aren't going anywhere without protein.
Okay.
And so how you do that is you take your weight, you multiply it by 0.45. That converts it to kilograms, and then you multiply it by about 1.4 to 1.7, depending on your goals. So I just stay somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. So that'll give you your protein and nourish your muscles. But when you first start your first day working out,
now does that give it to you like in ounces? Like, do you end up figuring out how many?
It'll give it to you in grams. It'll give it to you in grams.
Okay.
You know, so.
Crackers? No, I'm just kidding.
Nope. You know, but it's
okay.
I won't do a calculation at this point, but yeah, it's your weight times 0.45, convert it to kilograms, and between times 1.4 or 1.7, you know, so.
Okay, that is the 1.4 and 1.7, the level of intensity that person works out?
That will, to calculate, let's take a, let's see here. Say someone weighs 180 pounds. I'll take 180 times 0.45.
Mm-hmm.
That's 81. That's in kilograms.
Okay.
And for me personally, because I'm going after strength and endurance, I multiply it times 1.7.
Okay.
That is 137.7 grams of protein.
Okay.
I would need.
Okay.
So that's very important. If you're not getting your protein, you're not going to have optimal results. So.
Okay.
But anyways, what happens when you go on that first day in the gym? You know, depending on how you work out, some people may hit it in fifth gear and leave the transmission 2 miles back, you know, and other people may just gradually get into it. That's what I would recommend. But when you first start working out, your muscles are breaking down is mm-hmm. what is happening. So some people will go in there and do chest every day, which is useless. Any muscle group, if you do it every day, it's useless. You keep on breaking down those muscles. They can't grow back, and they grow back better. It's striated muscles.
Okay.
You know, so you have your skeletal muscles, your striated muscles, and your striated muscles, like your serratus anterior, you know, pec major, all that. So really, you want to allow for 2 days at the minimum before you work that same muscle group again after they're broken down, because they will come back. If your diet's right, they will come back right.
Okay.
You know, so it's pretty simple when you get right down to it. So.
So you want to skip those 2 days.
Well, you need
that same.
You need to know the kinesiology behind it. You know, mm-hmm. what, like Like, for instance, when you're doing a bench press, the chest is involved, the anterior deltoid is involved, the triceps involved. So you can work those muscles that same day. Next day you can do a back and a bicep workout because, I mean, the shoulder is going to be involved to an extent, but you're going to have your mid traps, rhomboids involved, and your biceps. So you can work those, you know, and then work legs on Wednesday and then take a day off and do some cardio or abs. In my opinion, this is not gospel. You can work abs every day.
Okay.
You know, and some people say calves because you're walking everywhere every day. They're being worked, but weight bearing, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
It's okay. Really pretty simple.
Yeah.
You know, depending on, and there's different kind of workouts. I mean, you can go up to 20 reps with lighter weight and you're probably going to get bigger. You know.
Hmm. Okay.
Because the volume of weight you're lifting is heavier. Like if a guy's doing two sets of two with 300 pounds, well, that's 1,200 pound volume. Wow. Versus two sets of 20 with 185 or 200 pounds. Well, look how much more volume you have there. So You can actually get bigger with lighter weight.
Wow. Okay.
So
I have a lot to learn in that area. I just know that one of the last times I was at the gym and the little personal trainer took me through a full body thing, and It was horrible. Like my couple of days after that, I could hardly even
couldn't wash your hair. You're doing this trying to wash your hair.
I felt hot everywhere because I think I was swollen. So it was too much too fast. So,
you know,
I'm probably a little wimpy too because I have never done anything really like that, but that was tough.
And the blood's gonna stay, another thing that happens, I mean, that blood's gonna stay on those muscles. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's just part of it.
Okay.
You know, you'll see if you see someone working real hard, say they're working a tricep, you can watch their tricep and they'll turn red, all that blood's staying right there.
Wow, okay.
I mean, not for like a set of three, but they do a set of 20 or 25, and they'll see that tricep turn red.
So are you at a point now where you work out 7 days a week?
I work out six.
Okay.
I work out seven with weight. I work out six with weights, but that seventh day I'll just do, you know, some abs or something just to keep me in the groove, you know. But.
And one of the things we were talking about before the show, you want to talk about what you were saying is in respects to health and especially your realm of going to the gym and lifting the weights, what is taking a month off do?
Well, it's a sick joke of life, what taking a month off. You can work for years. And this mainly goes for weightlifting, but after a month, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, your strength may not be completely gone, but you will deflate fast and think back, how much work did we put into this?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going at 4:30 in the morning. I've been doing this for years. I'm not going to let this job, you know.
Yeah. You got the momentum going.
Got the momentum, but now say you walk, you know, or run every day. And you're not punished as severely, your endurance will go away. You know, not completely, not as bad as strength, but you can get that back quicker than you can the
weight bearing. Well, I think it all kind of goes together though, even mindset. You know, if you're eating pretty consistently healthy, and then a lot of people, they do, the holidays come and they just do whatever they want to do. I think that the further we kind of get away from that routine, the harder it is physically to get back and figure out, okay, when am I going to start? And then mentally, because I know me, and once that stuff starts to come in and invade my brain, oh my gosh, it's back in that comfort zone, back in that warm, ooey gooey feeling. And, it gets a little bit tougher.
It's a warm, ooey gooey feeling, but it's boring.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's
loaded with heartburn and stuff like that.
Well, it's just where can you really go? I mean, if you get there,
Yeah.
I mean, imagine like people who keep logs on what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, okay, I was at month three when I ran a mile this fast, or I was at month three when I bench pressed this much, and then they quit, and then they go back and they're like, okay, that's where you can get in trouble if you quit, because when you go back, you're like, I'm here and it took me 3 months to get there. Oh yeah. Man, I got 3 months to get back to that point, which, I mean, it can happen, and it can happen, but you have to have that that determination.
It's almost like, I've reached a point where I don't want to oscillate anymore. Yeah. I just don't. I mean, it's almost easier when you're climbing a mountain. It's almost easier just to stop, hang on, mm-hmm. and don't slide down. And then when you're ready, start going back up again.
Right.
And because I've made my mind up. I've lived that life. I've experienced it time and time again. And I'm ready to just practice maintaining. That's where I'm at. And it feels really good.
And a lot of people wish they were where you were at, where they could maintain. They have to get that maintained status yet.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my way. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. But it feels great. I mm-hmm. feel like I'm in the fast lane. And I'm just going to reach that destination and just keep practicing. And who knows, probably get there even before you.
You probably
even
will.
Like at 4:20 in the morning at the gym or something like that.
You know, hey, if you show up at that gym, I'll work out with you. And then after that, we'll both go whipping that. How about that?
Ah, it'd probably take both of us.
It probably would.
Well, we really appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. I want to take a moment and just, I'm doing a little thing Saturday. It's called Elevate Now, looking to just awaken people to a path of health. If you're interested in learning more, maybe even just learning about getting on a fast track, reaching your goals, and come hang out with some people who are doing it, come see us. It's going to be at the Red Door Cafe, 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And just really appreciate you being here, Chad. Come back when you can.
Well,
I know your schedule is crazy.
I'll make you a promise. If we don't work this Saturday because of the ice coming in Madison, uh-huh. then I will be there Saturday morning.
Hot dog.
I will be there.
Okay. Right. Excellent. Okay. Hey, stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. They're coming up next. And as always, I'm sure they got a great crew lined up. But we'll see y'all next week. And have a great, healthy, happy week. Thanks.
Good night.